yo, it's the One Back Steve Show. Been gone for a minute, but I'm back now. This episode, we're going to talk about Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder. The scar that I have, and it's a good story. How people think me and my niece are father and daughter. And do you prefer desserts or seconds of the main course? All right, let's get into it. Who do you prefer, Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder? Me, myself, I think Ray Charles had a better catalog. But some people gonna say Stevie Wonder. But both of them, two blind sensations that could really sing and play the piano very well. I'm sure they both knew how to play other instruments very well too, but Ray, when he got into country music and all that, orchestra and all that, because Georgia On My Mind will always be an iconic song, like during the history of Black History Month. Was basically him singing about the love for his state, but also being banned in certain places of that state because of his skin color. A lot of people say he used a lot of church music and turned it into R&B music, which was a lot of controversy, but this really just rhythm and soul, like, so, I mean, yeah, some gospel songs do have soul. It just didn't have that rhythm. He changed the rhythm up on it. Kept the same rhythm, but added a different melody to it. But if you've seen the movie Ray, then you know that Ray had some problems. And that's what kept me going with him, because he was real, you know. Even though he was on drugs and was strung out up at some point, Ray Charles was an influence on in the game as far as singers and R&B goes. And he showed that you could do more than just R&B. You can do soul. You can do jazz. You can play jazz. You can even do country. He did some rock and roll songs. He did gospel songs. So when he made the album Genius, that was it for me. I knew he was a genius. And when I seen in the movie, when he did all the vocals, even the background vocals, that was just iconic to me. Like, he fired his singers and turned around and did it all himself. It's a genius right there. Even though it wasn't for a good reason, he was having inner problems with the group. But Ray Charles, man, not taking away from Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder done made some hits too, but I think he before him. So Ray Charles got them hits. And another thing about Ray Charles, when he find out he like a woman, he got to touch her wrist to find out if he like her or not. That was so true. So evident right there. Like, there's some women out there, your wrist, forearm area, let me know that, nah, I'm good. You ain't doing something right. But yeah, I'm definitely going with Ray. The blind sensation. Hit the road, Jack. I got a woman way over town, you know what I'm saying? What I say. Yeah, so, yeah, Ray Charles, number one hits. Funny story, but not a funny story. I got a scar, like a scratch right above my forehead. And it come from a Christmas or a Thanksgiving get together where all my family always get together. I want to say it was Christmas. So, I got a great aunt to stay in Newton, Alabama. We all met up out there. And all the family there. So, I got a lot of cousins that's in my age bracket. So, you know, we young. Maybe like 12, 13, something like that. And we all playing in the front yard. When the sun's up, you know, it's all type of games we playing. You know, we out there, we got a bat and a ball. We got tennis rackets with the little, what's it called? I don't know. Shuttlecock. You know, we're playing badminton or whatever. Then we're throwing the frisbee. We're doing all type of stuff. Basketball hoop out there. We playing Then, you know, when the sun go down, you already know what it is. You know, we're going to eat, have a good time, laugh. But it's going to be a real deal, hide and go seek. So we in the front yard playing hide and go seek. And I mind you now, like in the top right part of, if you're looking, if you're standing in the road and you're looking at the front yard, you can see the house. And you'll see that it's in the corner of the grass on the right, top right, it's a tree that branch out. It don't touch the driveway part. It's just going out into like the, you know, it's in the going out into the yard. And on them, on that tree is pots and stuff hanging down from it. Where she plant stuff at, with my great aunt, she plant stuff there or whatever. And then it's like a little, I don't want to say a porch, but it's like a kind of like a sidewalk to get to the other entrance. Like it's another door in front of, in the front of the house, because you can enter in the side part right here where everybody usually enter in at, from the driveway straight to that door and then straight on in. And then it's another door in the front right there where it's got, you know, some chairs and a little table and some more plants or whatever, whatever. So we playing hide and go seek. Boom, I'm in between that area, like it's some bushes in front of me and the person that's it. Because they right by them trees, by the chairs and the table and all that stuff by the door. And I'm by that tree. So, boom. I had one of them moves like they did. Baby D, he hit the move with the orange flapping and flailing. I turn around like quick as I can. Bah, dead into a flower pot. I'm talking about flower pot. Plastic, old, cracked on my forehead. Boo. So, I'm looking, everybody laughing, boy, they hollering. Before you know, I just feel the blood running down my forehead. I'm like, man, no. So yeah, long story short, I come inside. They fussing at me because I done got dirty and I'm bleeding. So now they done hit me with the worst thing a kid could ever see, the alcohol. They wiping my forehead off, put me a band-aid up there. But I'm glad we was out of school, but yeah. That's how I got that mark on my forehead. I turned around and head first into a hanging flower pot. That scar gonna be with me forever and ever. Yeah, it's messed up. Funny thing is, my niece, she just left for the army, going into the reserve, just went to basic. And I swear to you, everywhere we are together, people always assume that me and her are father and daughter. And I'm like, nah, I'm not that old. I don't look that old, do I? But they always like, that's gotta be your daughter. Like, there's no way that's not your daughter. Like, nah, we just got good genes, you know, we look kind of the same. But I'm like, my dad kind of look, you know, he's light too, he ain't dark. So it's like, they always just don't want to assume that. And another thing that I always get is just like, you sure? You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's just your daughter and ain't nobody told you yet. I'm like, nah. Like, who the mama then? I don't know. Maybe the girl's mama died and then your sister adopted her and all this other stuff. I'm like, wow. Y'all got detailed stories on it. When they see me and my other niece together, Aubrey, they don't even assume. They just know. Yeah, that's your niece, because both of y'all joke too much. Y'all play too much. But, yeah, my niece, Ayana, they always assume that me and her are his mother. I mean, father and daughter. I said mother. But no, that is my niece. We are. What is crazy is that we are 10 years apart, 10 and some change. And it's like, really? I got a 21-year-old. And I'm only 30, about to be 31. Nah. It's not gonna be, man. But nah, if you do see us in the same picture, in the same light, or see us in person, you probably would think that. You'd be like, why y'all can't just think that we related? Why we gotta be father and daughter? Like my girlfriend now, she swear up and God, up and down, that me, that is my daughter, not my niece. Which is crazy to me. Even people when I was in high school, like, man, you sure that ain't your niece? I mean, your daughter? I was like, man. And she was itty bitty too, so it's like, yeah, this ain't helping my case. but no. Thank you for the resemblance. Thank you for saying that I look nice as well as my niece, but no. That is not my daughter. And I mean, I used to get that all the time. It was just very weird. I don't know. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but because, you know, them jeans is good then. But it's just, nah. I don't think I'm ready to have no children just yet. So right now I'm just praying that she make it back safely and she complete her task at basic training and go to AIT and come right back home. So she can tell all her glory road stories. But yeah, that was the story. When you go places, or you have or you at a function, or you were somewhere out to eat, if you had the choice to pick, would you pick a dessert or a second helping of the main course? Me myself, it's gonna be seconds, cause that dessert stuff, it really don't appall, like it really don't raise my attention or pique my attention. Like it's just sweet stuff. That's what it is. It's gonna be there, and if it ain't there and it's all gone, fine with me. Cause I don't need it. I'm here for the main course. You feel me? Like on Thanksgiving, I'm here for the turkey, the stuffing, the chicken, stuff like that. Cakes and all that. Plus my family done got lazy. They ain't even baking the cakes no more. They going and buying the cake. And Patty LaBelle, you done made it easier for every grandmother on earth, brother. Them sweet potato pies and all that. Just go get your old patty pie. Don't even warm it up. Call it your own. Slap it down with some whipped cream. It's done. No, I mean, now that's saying if your main course was good. Like if you cook something and it wasn't good, yeah, I'll just take the dessert and go about my business. You don't want no leftovers? No, I'm good. You can keep that. But yeah, me myself. Fat kid all around. I'm the one to take the seconds of the food to go plates. None of these to go plates got no dessert in them. Cause I don't too much care about that. Unless you just give it away. You're like, yeah, man, take this cheesecake or whatever. Cause we got too many of them. Then I take it. But I ain't pressed about no dessert. Like, never been. Like, sweet stuff never really been high on my agenda. Even as a kid, I don't think so. I'm more concerned with the meal, the food. You understand me? Like that run out. Damn, I got to go. This ain't it. This ain't the one. This time I'm at the wrong house. But with you, like, what do you think is more important? The desserts or that second plate? Because, you know, I don't know. I got a big family, though. That second plate be life. You can get a second plate without nobody saying nothing. Or nobody over there trying to stop you, be like, hey man, they ain't ate yet and they ain't got here yet. Look, they knew what time we was getting started and we already 3 hours behind whatever time we said we was gonna get started. So they done had 4 hours, brother. They could have been here. They trying to be festively late. They're gonna be hungry and late at the same time playing with me. But yeah, which one would you prefer, getting a second plate or making sure you get you a plate of desserts? Thank God. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank everybody for being so patient and waiting for these few episodes. I did 42 episodes in like 2 weeks. So I thought I'd take a break. Now I'm back full force. I'm trying to make it to 100 episodes. 100 episodes before March. I don't want to give up. I still ain't got my mic yet. I need a piece for my mic. So if you would like to donate, hit me up on one of my social medias so I can get this piece. The piece ain't nothing but like a couple of dollars, but I ain't got a couple nickels to rub together right now. And okay, the next episode we're gonna talk about Offset or Takeoff off the Migos. Who's the best? One of my favorite moments. My favorite Mexican food is something weird that you've eaten. All right, thank you guys, and God bless.